Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of an Advent and Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of Todd's Advent and Christmas sermons.
Well, if it's the last half hour of Issues Etc. on Friday, then it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got some good ones this week. Yes, they were a little late getting up. That's my fault. But they're there for you to listen to. We'll play them for you here in just a moment. Four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. And then all we ask you to do is listen carefully to each and every one of them. And then either call us or email us or Twitter us. We always prefer the phone calls. We get to hear your voice in real time. And vote for whichever one of these soundbites you think should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, you can choose it because you agree with it. You can choose it because you disagree with it. You can choose it because you find it remarkable, something that you need to hear again. You could choose it because you may never want to hear it again. You can choose it because you found it utterly confusing. Your reasons are your own. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-MYIE. Email us talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. The best vote this Friday will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt. They're brand new, by the way. An Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and the Issues Etc. bumper sticker. The LPR bundle package to the best vote, the voter with the best reason, my judgment call, as we play Soundbite of the Week this Friday. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Dan Kistler, talking about his Romans 7 experience as a former evangelical.
As a Baptist, I looked at sin more or less as things that I did do that I shouldn't do, and it was very fractionalized, so that the more sin I committed, really the more guilty I felt, the more of a sinner I felt. I lived my life with this guilt all the time, this subjective guilt that I felt like I just wasn't a very good Christian. Maybe God doesn't like me very much today, and I was always striving to live this godly and holy life, and the sin just kept getting in the way and just always compounding that guilt. So I sort of wondered why I wasn't getting any better. Here I had Jesus in my heart. Shouldn't things change? Shouldn't I sin less? But I think Christians need to hear today that when they're brought to faith in Him, Jesus takes care of the guilt of your original sin and the guilt of your actual sins, but He doesn't take away the original sin. In other words, we still remain sinners, though He has declared us righteous and free from sin and clothed us with His holiness. We are people who live at the foot of the cross of Christ on a daily basis. It's not that we're going to get better in this life. We're always confessing ourselves to be sinners, saints by God's declaration of righteousness through faith in Jesus, but always, again, living under the mercy of our God, who doesn't count our sin against us.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Dan Kistler on his Romans 7 experience. Should it be soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. That's 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. Canon Kendall Harmon on the Episcopal Church USA's consensus on homosexuality.
Councils of the church can and doth err. I mean, simply because you have a group of people who are prayerful and claim the name of Christ meeting together doesn't mean they make right decisions. The history of the church is littered with simply terrible decisions pastorally and theologically that have had to be amended later. And some of those decisions, by the way, have gone on for quite a significant period of time within the hierarchy of the church. You may well know that in the early part of the church, some church historians think that Arianism was believed by well over half and maybe as many as two-thirds of the leaders of the early church, for example, you know, a very fundamental Christological heresy. So simply because groups of people meet and pray doesn't mean that it is of God. It's got to be tested by Scripture, it's got to be tested by church tradition, and it's got to be tested by the mind of the prayerful church, not simply locally, but also nationally and internationally.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon? Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-6943. You can Twitter your votes at issuesetc. Remember, if you're posting votes elsewhere rather than calling, if you're emailing us, if you're Twittering us a vote, if you're putting it at Facebook, remember to tell us who you are, where you're listening, and what's the reason for your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. This is soundbite number three. Pastor Jonathan Fisk was on our pastor's roundtable recently. We were talking about God, and the question came up, does the doctrine of the Trinity put God in a box?
How is confessing the mystery, you know, the unfathomable mystery that we can't comprehend of who God has said he is, how is that putting him in a box? If anything, this blows the box up. It doesn't fit in a box. That's why there's so much trouble with the language. And then, if I might add, this is from the God who did put himself in a box, in a tent, in the Middle East for, you know, over 1,000 years, and then put himself in another box, which happens to be the flesh and blood of a man named Jesus, right? So there's this good side to having God be in a box, too. But it's almost a joke if someone says the Trinity is just putting God in a box. No, it doesn't. It's so far beyond the box. It's incomprehensible.
That's soundbite number three. You want to vote for it for soundbite of the week? Give us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email your votes to us here on this Friday afternoon, December the 11th. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. So far, soundbite number one, Pastor Dan Kistler on his Romans 7 experience. Soundbite number two, Canon Kendall Harmon on the Episcopal Church USA's consensus on homosexuality. Soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on does the Trinity put God in a box? Remember, phone callers get top priority, and the best vote gets an LPR bundle package today. And I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Here comes soundbite number four. Get ready to vote 1-877-623-6943. It's soundbite number four, a montage from Bishop Mark Hansen of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America on homosexuality in his church.
Let's not turn inward right now. So let us bring our understanding of sexual orientation that has been opened up to humankind over the years to this conversation. The question beckons us into a conversation. For that interpretive conversation, we need each other. This is a chance for continued conversation. We cannot expect that to be a closed question, but it needs to be an open conversation. We now do not move into conversations of like-minded people. It beckons us into conversation with one another. Stay in the conversation, church. God is still speaking to us and through us. And we have to keep asking each other, what does that mean? We do not take a defined position as a church, but we recognize the diversity of positions held by bound consciences informed by the Word of God throughout this church. A way for congregations who feel ready and open to call a pastor in a publicly accountable, lifelong, monogamous, same-gender relationship to do so. Now we have the possibility of a person who is gay or lesbian in a committed, lifelong relationship to serve as our pastor.
All right, that's soundbite number four. It's time to vote. Time to play soundbite of the week this Friday afternoon, December the 11th. 1-877-623-6943. Call and vote for your pick for soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Email us right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Or Twitter us at issuesetc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week right after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday. I'm in love. We'll be right back.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial will match 50 cents on each dollar you donate to Lutheran Public Radio, up to $300. So if you donate $300 to Lutheran Public Radio, Thrivent will send us an additional check for $150. For more information, look for the Thrivent Giving Plus gift form under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Make your gift to us go further with Thrivent Giving Plus.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, click Find a Church.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues, Etc.
Issues, Etc. is in the forefront of that movement, in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues, Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
You can support this worldwide outreach by making a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Playing Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. Our call-in number for your votes, 1-877-623-MYIE. Up first, Francis from High Ridge, Missouri, is on the line. Francis, welcome.
Hi. I think I'll vote for soundbite number one, and the reason is because I came out of the Baptist church about a year and a half ago, and so much that the soundbite sounded so true to my own experience that I think it's the best one.
Francis, thank you very much. Thanks for playing Soundbite of the Week. What about the rest of you? Should it be Pastor Dan Kistler on his Romans 7 experience? That was Francis's vote. Soundbite number two, Canon Kendall Harmon on the Episcopal Church USA's consensus on homosexuality. Soundbite number three, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on does the Trinity, that teaching, put God in a box? Or soundbite number four, a montage from Bishop Mark Hansen on the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America and homosexuality. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. A Twitter vote from Steve in East Tennessee. Love East Tennessee, by the way. I choose number one, looking at the foot of the cross in forgiveness, secure in Christ. Sounds good to me. That's two votes for soundbite number one. Dan in Columbus, Ohio votes via Facebook. He says, soundbite number four causes me to ask the question, why evangelize? If God can say anything we want him to say, if the conversation is still going on, then the church should just stop harassing people with this thing called a gospel, and we should just coexist, at least until Islam comes along and subjugates everyone by force. My vote is for soundbite number four because it's an admission that there is no such thing as objective truth that needs to be preached to sinners, that there is no such thing as objective truth that needs to be preached to sinners. Thank you very much, Dan. Thanks for listening in Columbus, Ohio. This vote comes from Susan in Tupelo, Mississippi, also in the Deep South. I'd like to cast my vote for soundbite number two. Canon Kendall Harmon on the Episcopal Church's consensus on homosexuality, I thought he gave an ever-timely warning about the need to understand the difference between respecting offices of leadership, both church and secular, and placing our trust in men who hold those offices. Even godly men of good character can veer off course, and we need to be alert to reflect on issues and weigh all things through the filter of Scripture. Susan, good insight. Thank you very much for playing Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Best vote today gets an LPR bundle package. Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. Not exactly a vote, but a very clever submission here. He says, at first I was tempted to cast my vote for soundbite number 4, Bishop Hansen's montage. But then I realized that by casting such a vote, I would be moving into dialogue with like-minded people and not continuing in the conversation as we explore the diversity of our community. We cannot expect soundbite of the week to be a closed question, but continue to engage each other in conversation and celebrate the wide range of notions to which our respective consciences are bound. He says, insert sound effect of a person retching or dry heaving here. Yes, we'd be happy to do it. Then quoting from Scripture, Revelation chapter 3, I know your works. You are neither hot nor cold. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I spit you out of my mouth. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He concludes his email from Strasburg, Illinois. You always have said you can vote for a soundbite with which you disagree. This one makes my skin crawl and serves as a perfect example of how a Laodicean, rather than a witness of the love of God in Jesus Christ. So I guess that is a vote for soundbite number 4. He had some difficulty getting to it, but very clever email, Michael in Strasburg. Thank you. Here's Brady in Wisconsin. Hi, Brady.
Hey, Todd. Happy Friday to you.
And to you as well.
Well, thank you. I was wanting to vote for number 2 with the Episcopal bishops, mainly because as we as a Missouri Synod are looking to the summer, it's important for us to remember that whatever the Synod decides doesn't really matter as much as what God's Word has to say. And we in the Missouri Synod kind of get that mixed up sometimes.
Yeah.
And so just for something else to remember that it's about the Scriptures, not about what a Synod says.
All right, Brady, thank you very much as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Scott is listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm soundbite number 1. I like this Romans 7 experience because it beautifully explains what it means to be simultaneously saint and sinner and what kind of mercy Christ has for us. It occurred to me the other morning that Jesus living a perfect life in my place, then going to the cross in my place, and rising from the dead was the most loving thing God could do while still being a perfectly just God.
I think you're thinking along scriptural lines there. Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Dennis in Michigan says, my vote for soundbite of the week is number 4, Bishop Mark Hansen. The irony of his usage of what does this mean for his view of homosexuality totally obscures the what does this mean is found in the Lutheran Catechism. Perhaps if he were to spend more time in his catechism, he would know the proper application of that phrase. Dennis, thank you very much for your vote. Chris in Indiana says, I vote for soundbite number 4. I think Paul warned us about men like Mark Hansen when he said they profess to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work. He quotes Titus 1:16. Chris, thanks for listening in Indiana. Who is Scott voting for? I can't remember who he is voting for. This vote comes for, he's voting for Dan Kistler. That's who he was voting for. We're trying to keep tally here, folks. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois, short and sweet, a vote for soundbite number 1 because, she says, I am a sinner saint. That says it all, peace. Thank you very much, Marilyn, and thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening in Wheaton. A vote for soundbite number 4 comes from Paul in Milwaukee. He says, what soundbite is most significant for the faith? No, I, with Pastor Kistler, has well stated, but hardly unprecedented personal account of a trip from non-salvation of works to salvation by grace. The bite on homosexuality in the church is also well put, but the value of tradition mentions needs to be qualified to state the whole gospel truth. Number 3 beats up once again on God in a box, which is fine, but throws no new punches. Paul seems to be looking for some novelty here. He says, my vote is for 4, Bishop Hansen, a man of smooth words, and as mentioned earlier on Issues Etc., may truly believe his mental gymnastic, rejecting the word on church practice and homosexuality, but he preaches falsely. Issues Etc. editing has taken the bishop's bad meat and concocted a very exemplary deadly stew, synthesized of museum quality, that the modern politically correct should note for the sake of his soul. Paul, thank you very much. Bill is calling from St. Louis. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Todd. I think we'll go for number 4.
Why is that?
Well, I think it's a really great example of the types of things that we have read about in Christian history over the centuries, but you know, we don't really connect to it very well, but we actually see the effect of culture versus the word, and you know, we've got people trained in our own Lutheran seminaries who are well-meaning Christians, but I think it's a great thing for us to preach from the pulpits, you know, and actually get it out there and show people what actually happens and how. And
well, Bill, thank you very much. Your time runs short. We do want to play our winner. David votes for ELCA Bishop Hansen. That's number four as well. And another vote from Don in Junction City, Kansas. We don't have time to read the whole thing for number four. Here's the winner, a montage of Bishop Mark Hansen on the ELCA and homosexuality.
Let's not turn inward right now. So let us bring our understanding of sexual orientation that has been opened up to humankind over the years to this conversation. The question beckons us into a conversation. For that interpretive conversation, we need each other. This is a chance for continued conversation. We cannot expect that to be a closed question, but it needs to be an open conversation. We now do not move into conversations of like-minded people. It beckons us into conversation with one another. Stay in the conversation, church. God is still speaking to us and through us. And we have to keep asking each other, what does that mean? We do not take a defined position as a church, but we recognize the diversity of positions held by bound consciences informed by the Word of God throughout this church. A way for congregations who feel ready and open to call a pastor in a publicly accountable, lifelong, monogamous, same-gender relationship to do so. Now we have the possibility of a person who is gay or lesbian in a committed, lifelong relationship to serve as our pastor.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number four, a montage of Bishop Mark Hansen on the ELCA and homosexuality. Some rather cloudy thinking, if you ask me. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Brady, who called us earlier from Wisconsin. Brady, thank you very much for your votes. Thanks to everybody who voted and played Soundbite of the Week for all your votes as well. Brady, if you would send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, and give us your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send out the LPR bundle package to you. See, false doctrine not only hurts people in that it robs them of their salvation, and this is the greatest danger of false doctrine, without a doubt, it also muddies one's mind. It clouds the mind of probably otherwise very intelligent people. When they will not hear God's word, they can no longer even listen to reason or make it themselves. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.